I mentioned this idea by Shalshutis. I guess it was 2 weeks ago, a week ago, I don't remember anymore. I just wanted to elaborate on this thought that Meisosra says that the Pachin Ketanim that Yaakovina went back for is Ramas to the Pach Shemen that the Kohen Gadol found in the base of Mikdash and was able to use to be able to the Nes of Chanukah, that Pach of Shemen, which is the Pach and Ketanim that Yaakovina went back for. The Medrash actually says that the Pach and Ketanim is Ramas to the Pach Shemen, the Kener of Shemen, which was used for the Shemen of Mishka. And both of those need understanding. Obviously, we're not talking about the physical Pach Shemen. We're talking about, conceptually, what Yaakovina was able to put into Klal Yisrael by the act of going back for the Pach and Ketanim, was able to put into Klal Yisrael the schus of having the Shemen HaMishcha, or the schus of having the Pach Shemen in the time of the Cheshvanoyim, that they're able to, there's going to be some element of Kedusha left. Yaakovina was Mercer Nefesh for the Pach and Ketanim, and therefore there's going to be this schus in the future. And Batsim Yaakovina was Mercer Nefesh for the Pach and Ketanim. He left his whole family. He already, everything was across. He was all by himself. Belaila, Talmud Chacham should not be Yotze Bechidi Belaila because the Mazikim are Miskanim boy. And here it was, he didn't know that he's going to meet the Sarah Shalesev, but Chazal said already that that's something the Talmud Chacham has to be aware of, that going to be Yechidi Belaila is a dangerous thing for Talmud Chacham because the Mazikim are jealous of him. I think I mentioned to you once a story with Rabbi Ruchim. Rabbi Ruchim said that I heard this story goes like this. I was in Detroit for an Eifruv, a chaver of mine, and it tells the Makbid that the Shmira for the Chasen should start the morning of the Chasna. Some people have the minute that the Shmira starts from the Eifruv till the Chasna. After the Chasna, usually what the arrangement is that the Chasen and the Kala act as a Shomer for each other. Both of them need Shemira. All Shemirachos, they both need Shemira. The Chosin is the Shemir for the Kala. Shalos is the Shemir for the Chosin. That's where this came, this interesting meaning. The Chosin doesn't go to davening during Shemirachos. It's not because he's a lazy bum, because he can't leave the Kala by herself. So, of course, he was in a place where the Kala was with somebody. Of course, the Chosin would go to davening. That's why in Shabbos, usually the Kala is with somebody, so therefore the Chosin can go to davening. But so the minig is, by some places, is from the Eifruv, and it tells us in the morning of the Chasna. So I was walking Shabbos afternoon with the Chasan, and I met somebody, there was a Rebbe there in the yeshiva in Beis Yehuda, in Detroit, and he says, oh, so you're here with the Shomer of the Chasan. So I said, no. So he took that as I was making lightly the concept of a Shomer. So he told me a story that he heard from Rabbax at Zal Rishiva, the yeshiva in the Shiva Del of Detroit. Rabbax was a mirror, Talmud of the mirror, and Rabbax said over the following story, so that one chassan was a chassan there in the mirror, in the city of the mirror. So the mirror was not a very big city. The mirror was the whole city of the mirror. If you look in the, now you can look on Google Maps, you can see the city of the mirror is like, it's about four streets. That's the whole city. So the day of the Chasna decided he wants to go to his brother. It's a tremendous day. The person's getting married. So the person has Kippurah, Yom Kippur, but it's an undertaking, a tremendous undertaking, a responsibility. So he wanted to be have a little bit of his opportunity to be misbraided a little bit by himself. He went into the forest. Now Chazal said that the Chasna needs Shmira. He ignored that concept, and he went into the forest. Came time for the Chasna, there's no Chasna. So they wait a little bit, there's no chasen. So they sent the Bachram out to look throughout the city of the mirror to find the chasen. There's no chasen. They start going through out into the fields, into the forest to see if they can find the chasen. They find him a few 2 hours later, they finally found him. He's in a well, the side of the well, holding on. They ask him, what are you doing in a well? So he says, I don't know. I was in the forest sitting, next thing I know, I'm falling down a well. I was being thrown down, falling down a well, and I've been holding on for hours, hoping somebody should come and find me. So when they came, they told the Maaseh to Rabbi Yeruchim. Rabbi Yeruchim's response was that people think that we live in a world of sticks and stones, and we live in a world where what is real, what you can see is real, what you can't see is not real. But it's not true. Chazal said there are mazikim. Chazal said the mazikim are jealous of the chasim. And you don't go into the forest, which is the makom of mazikim, all by yourself on the day of a chasna. Like, that's not intelligent. That was the mice. So Yaakovinu, Chazal say that a Talmud Chacham has to say the same kina which they have, that the Mazikim have for a Chosin. Chazal say they have a kina for a Talmud Chacham also. So Yaakovinu is going to go all by himself for the Pachim Ketanim. He's Moshe Nefesh for Pachim Ketanim. So that Mesir's Nefesh for Pachim Ketanim is what put into Klal Yisrael. It planted into Klal Yisrael. This koyach that in the future there's going to be Shemen HaMishko. The future there's going to be this pach of Shemen, which is Tor, which the Yevanim couldn't touch. The question is, what exactly is the pach of Tanim that Yaakovinu went back for, and how does that create this chus for Klal Yisrael? There's a goin that the goin says that it's a goin in Gilas Esther, I guess, Chanuk and Purim, we can chelsea the two together. The Gaon of Megillas Esther, the Gaon says that the Pasuk stresses every time that they made the Gzeira against Klal Yisrael, it talks about there's going to be the total destruction of the Jews, Ushlolom Lavois, and their possessions, their property will be taken as booty. I mean, if all the Jews are dead, there's nobody to keep, you know, it's one thing, like you say, you know, you kill out a person, you take away his property, because it's his, won't get the property. But if you're going to kill every single Jew, obviously something's going to happen to the property. Who cares? Whether it goes to the Amalekim, it goes to the Canaanim, it goes to the Parsiim. Like, but the Gzeira is Ushlolom Lavois, and we say it, you know, with Dafkan Alanisim, Ushlolom Lavois, and they're gonna Hashmi Lahari, go Abed, you know, we're gonna destroy you. Listen, we can work on the prison. Listen, I want to tell you something. We're gonna destroy every single Jew in the world. Not only that, we're gonna take their money and give it to the Goy. Like, who cares? But why is it important to stress that the money goes to the Goy? So the Goyin says, and his Pirush in the Megillah, in Esther, he says, because a human being, a member of Klal Yisrael, every member of Klal Yisrael, every human being, but every member of Klal Yisrael, the Betzim has three chalokim, he says. He has the neshama, he has the guf, and he has his nechasa. That's part of the person. So the Gzeira was against they're going to destroy Klal Yisrael, so there's no Nishmas Yisrael left, because all Klal Yisrael, the goofs will be destroyed, and the property of Klal Yisrael will be taken by the Goyim also. Right? That's part of Klal Yisrael is the Nechasim. So that's why the Pasuk stresses that was part of the Gzeira against Klal Yisrael. Okay, so how do you understand that Goyim? You know, normally the Musa Shmuz about Nechasim is always like, you know, Nechasim or Treif, like, you know, it's like, you know, first of all, you know, the main thing is the neshama. Don't focus on the olam hazeh and property, and you know, it's distraction, and it's the etzahara, you know, and here they're going saying that this is mamash a chelik of Klal Yisrael is the property. Ad kei kach that there's a gzeira, the gzeira of kloya is not a full gzeira unless you destroy the property of Klal Yisrael as well. You take possession by the goyim, and that's it. So haloi davruhu. Rav Dessler talks about this idea that there's a concept called kalim. A person has a kalim for every person is given his avoida, his kalik of avoida in this world. It comes with kalim. A person has the role that I have to play, so I'm given the personality that I have. So the personality can be a very, very quote-unquote, good personality, which allows me to accomplish a tremendous amount, because that's my role. My personality can be a very challenging personality, because my goal is to overcome my personality. That's my avoidance. So that's my Caleb. The circumstances of life that I was born into, the background that I get, and my property. That's also part of my Caleb. The Caleb that the person is given to be over the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he's given certain Caleb to be over it with. So Yaakovina says, when they have this conversation between Yaakov and Esav, says, I don't have to take this matana that you gave me. He says, you know, he says, no, Yaakovinu says, Yeshliko, I have everything, I don't need to take anything back, Yeshliko. Yaakovinu said, Esav says to Yaakov, it was Yeshli Rav, I have a lot. So there's two mahalchim in the Rishonim, what's the difference between Yeshli Rav and Yeshli Ko? So one mahalchim in the Rishonim is the Yeshli Rav. Esav wasn't happy with what he has. Yaakov says, Yeshli Ko, I have everything, I need. Esav says, I have a lot, I want more. So I can't say Yeshli Ko, Yeshli Rav. But Rashi doesn't know that. Rashi says that Yeshli Rav, he says, yes, I have way more than I could use. So out of the two, we have Yaakov who says that Yeshli Ko, and Esav says, Yeshli Rav, I have so much more than I need. So who sounds frumer, like, you know? Like Yaakov says, I have, you know. Yaakov was a wealthy man. He's, you know, and so the Pesukim talk about, you know, the what he came back with, and Shem Shem took him out, that he came back with, that the Durin that he sent to Esav, who was not Machasa him Klum, it didn't affect him at all. He had so much, it didn't even drop in the bucket. He says, you know, okay, Baruch Hashem, you know, Mimat the Leben, Hot Paros. And Yeshua says, like, I say, you know, Baruch Hashem gave me so much, I have so much more than I need. So that's a mistake. There's no such thing as a person having more than he needs, because the Baruch Hashem gave it to you, he gave it to you for a reason. If he gave you $1,000, you're supposed to get $1,000. If he gave you 10, you're supposed to have 10. If he gave you a million, you're supposed to have a million. You can't say, I have more than I need. The Bershom runs the world. The Bershom gave it to you for a reason. There's a reason why the Bershom put these kalim, but these properties by me. They have a function and they have a tachlis. They have a purpose. That's part of who I am, the Goyen is saying. Part of the Bershom gave it to a member of Klal Yisrael as a vehicle for him to do his avoda. So it's not some kalim. It's not some possession. It's not some nechassim. This is poshut a chelik of the tachlis of the bria. This is this person's neshama is being expressed through the goof, being expressed through all of the nature of the goof and the personality of the goof and the circumstances of his where he was born, who he was born to, and everything like that. And it's also expressed in the fact of the property he's given. One person is given oini, one person is given oisher. Everybody has their tachlis and they're avoided with that. So the total destruction of Klal Yisrael means these nechassim, which are pushed a part of the tachlis of Klal Yisrael to be able to accomplish what they're supposed to accomplish in the Bria, is going to be taken away from Klal Yisrael. That was the gzeira of Shlomo Lavois. So Yaakovina says, Yesh to call. I don't have more than I need. I have less than I need. Whatever I have is exactly what I need. So Yaakovina says, okay, so now I move everything over, and I left behind Pachim Tanim. Now, Pachim Tanim were earthenware kalim. They're so insignificant that, you know, halachically they have a whole different. It's clear from the way Chazal related to earthenware. They were not kosher a kalim. But dafka not. These Pachim Tanim, Yaakovina says, I have to go back for them. I can yach masiris nefesh. He's masiris nefesh for. You got onto the plane, and you don't get off the plane, and you left behind 25 cents. And you, quarter fell out of your pocket, you know. So you run back, I'm on the other end of the airport, you run back, but before they closed the plane, I actually got my 25 cents, it's a quarter, like, you know. This credit kind of quarter. I was running back through the all the way back from the other end of the airport, you know. He forgot his quarter. We'd say, like, a shikamuzam. Yaakovino did something worse than that, I mean, you know, in our minds. He slept back for Pachim Tanim, right? He went back across the river, middle of the night. I mean, I don't know about you, but crossing rivers in the middle of the night is not the most exciting thing in the world to do, Mustama, right? All by himself, because I'll say Mazikim, you know, and Pachim Tanim, because Pachim Tanim is part of my avodah. The Bershom gave me these things not because they're not Pachim Tanim. I once saw a mushal. Her, you know, I way of expressing this concept. The Chazal says, the Mishnah says in Ovis that, you know, a person should not be mafli, boz the chol dover, mafli the chol odom, right? Everybody has a purpose in this world. Every item has its moment. So a person can say, imagine the following. We could imagine the following scenario being true. All right. Person is sitting in his office, and there's a rubber band on his desk. So he plays the rubber band. He's playing with the rubber band. He's talking to somebody. He plays the rubber band. The rubber band like pops out of his hand. It goes across the room. He asks to go get a rubber band. He says, you know what? Why not? He goes and he retrieves the rubber band before it gets thrown out. So the rubber band is sitting on his desk. Next day, somebody comes in that they've been, there was a young man who was sick, and they raised money to for his surgery, and they bring in the money. Some of the money comes in cash, and so he has a pile of bills, $50 bills, $100 bills, whatever it is. He takes the rubber band on the desk, and he wraps it up in the rubber band. He walks out to deliver the money where it has to go to the surgeon, for the surgery, fine. As he walks out, his briefcase pops open. It's a very windy day, and all the papers start flying. And it's very hard to retrieve the papers, but the money, because it's in the rubber band, doesn't fly away. What? So Baruch Hashem, he has the money, goes and pays, they deliver the money. Surgery takes place, right? And the young man's life is saved. The place where I saw this mushroom, the example that he gave, the scenario that he gave to bring out this idea. So this young man grows up and he decides, becomes a very healthy young man, etc. He goes into to Secret Service. He's assigned eventually to cover the president. One day there's an assassination attempt on the president and he saves the president's life. So what saved the president's life? A rubber band. We don't see it like that. We don't understand it's like a rubber band, I mean, we live in it's a very difficult time when it comes to this issue, because we live in a society which is there's so much abundance, and we throw so much out, we don't understand the value of something. But, you grapple with it, what are you supposed to do? Otherwise you have nowhere to live. Carbon boxes are very, very valuable. I mean, they're very well made, you can use them for a lot of good things, etc. You need one, it's great to have one. Every single thing that gets delivered comes in a cardboard box. So I should save all the cardboard boxes. Eventually, you have nowhere to live. Right? You throw out a cardboard box. It's a waste of a good cardboard box. So, but that's our society. We have those. One of my wife's talmidim went to this. I guess is in the 90s. They went. When they started having these camps in Russia. Camps in Russia for the kids over there and the. The girls would go for the girls' camp, or he goes to the boys' camp. So one of the people who was running these camps was from Cleveland, so he was taking girls from Cleveland for these. So one of the girls went, and she told my wife the following story. He says that they stayed in this high-rise building. There was this high-rise apartment building, 30, 40 stories tall, hundreds, thousands of apartments in it. So in the back, there's a dumpster where they put the garbage in, There was one dumpster, like a half-size dumpster, like we have over here, for two apartment buildings. It was emptied once every 2 weeks. Because nobody threw anything out, because they were so impoverished, and nobody threw anything out. Right? In America, in a three-story building, every day it has to be emptied out. That's how much we throw out. And it's a big challenge, but you don't have other eitzah because you can't live otherwise. So we've lost the understanding of the chashivas and what it means that we have. The Baruch Hashem gave us something for a purpose. So Yaakovina says the Baruch Hashem gave me gashmius because gashmius lent itself to a higher tachlis. Gashmius is chashat to Yaakovina to Yerushal Nefesh, not because he's pashat nebuch. He's a money hungry. Possession-driven meshugana, you can picture these, misers that, they push the also mercy nefesh for a dollar. Right? Unhealthy, these crazy people, Yaakovino, but understand that this is pasha the tachos, this is ruchnius. Every item of gashmius is a hechatimsa for ruchnius. So you can imagine that same marshal, with the president. But it created a Shiva Bacher who sat and learned, and he brought kedusha to the world. A rubber band brought Kedusha to the world. Every bracha sits and learns. It changes the Bria. Every word of Torah changes the Bria. One word of Torah is Makayim the Gatz of Bria. So we're talking about, forget about all the universe, which we can't even comprehend, our own world. So there's 7.5 billion people being sustained by this bracha learning a word of Torah, based on a rubber, he's saving 7.5 billion people with a rubber band. Das meint das. That's there's no, you can't imagine what it means, gosh, the Shiva of Gashmi is. A person takes an item, Dabar Gashmi, and he uses it for a mitzvah. The Goyen says, the Goyen, before he was Nifter, the Goyen was crying. They asked him, like, why is the Rebbe crying? He says, I'm leaving a world which is such a special world. He says, for a few kopekas and for a few pennies, I can go buy a pair of tzitzis and put on a baguette, which is a mitzvah, which is shakul, like all of the Targum mitzvahs. Poshakim Mekayim, called Targum mitzvahs for 10 cents. And every regal you wear, Poshakim Mekayim, like cold, like it's connected, it's one of the shakul connect, like all the mitzvahs. I shouldn't cry? You know, I'm not holding about, you know, the hearing like that, but one day I think I'm going to share with you this, my cute story. You know, I have my hot cups in the office. So that's one of my chesed, you know, I buy the hot cups for the office. So Rav Aaron uses it, Rav Tadon uses it, you know, Rav Mendelowitz uses it, and then, you know, everybody, Baruch Hashem, you know. One day I walk in and there's one cup left. And I daven early, so, you know, I want to have my hot drink. But if I use it, Rav Aaron's not going to have his hot cup. So I said, you know, if I drink, I use it for myself. So I had a hot drink. If I wait, I have a hot drink in Olam Haba. I have a hot cup waiting for me in Olam Haba. It becomes eternity. That hot cup becomes the eternal hot cup. If I wait half an hour, I give it to Rav Aaron. I use it myself. It's used for myself, and it's thrown out. The end of the hot cup. It's the shkinka chosher of a hot cup. Imagine the value of that hot. This is ruchnius. This is olam haba. This is nitzchius. I can take a physical thing which is worth pennies. I think they run about 10 cents a piece, and push it, make it eternal. That's the chashivus of gashmius in this world. The fight between the Yevonim and Klal Yisrael. The Yevonim were thinkers. They pointed out that there's, you know, in that way they were akin to Klal Yisrael. They were looking for something. They wanted to understand. They were philosophers. They wanted to understand the secrets of the universe. They worked on astronomy. They were thinkers. It spoke to Klal Yisrael. That there's a musar b'Yavnim. There is no misadmim, you know, like there's nobody misadmim, misbablim, misparsim. Let's become parsiim, you know. Taiva, it didn't speak to Klai Yisrael, Taiva. Right? World dominion didn't speak to Klai Yisrael, world dominion. Chachma spoke to Klai Yisrael. So, but we spoke last time we spoke about that Betzin Yavan became bound with Adam. The Kitim, which is, the Targum says, is Remoye, was one of Bnei Yavan. Rome was connected, bound, means Rome took the legacy. Our culture, which we have right now, is the Western culture, is based on Greek, the Greek thought process. They put science on a pedestal. Our society puts science on a pedestal. The understanding of the unlocking the secrets of the universe is a valid purpose. We're also looking to unlock the secrets of the universe. They're looking to unlock the secrets of the universe. But what's their goal? After everything is said and done, we create a better life for man. So we can take all of this deep challenge and all of this thought process and everything, and the bottom line is that we should get something out of it. So it's about us. Kaiser says, yes, I want to understand the secrets of the universe. I want to understand the message of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not that I should take at the end, not that it should be for me, that I should have a better life. It's that I should do something with it, a value for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yakimino, it says, I'm Moshe Nefesh to go back to Pachim Ketanim. Because Pachim Tanim are Hecha Timsa to change the world, that I can give something to the Bria. The Beis Hamikdash was Gashmi. It's a Dover Gashmi Adam Oid. It was behemoths, it was shchita, it was dam, it was chaylev, it was yayin and the sochim and flowers. I mean, it was very physical. The chiddush of the Beis Hamikdash is that physical is kedusha. That you can use something physical and create something which is ruchnius, which is nitzchius. I can take something physical. I can take my cup and make it into something which is nitzchius. That's what Beis Hamikdash represented the Klal Yisrael. We don't live in a world where we're ascetics and we have no shachas to the Bria. Adarabba, we're very physical. But physicality is ruchnius. It's hechatzimtzum for something which is way beyond, which is nitzchius. That's where the fight of the Avodim and Klal Yisrael is. Yaakovina went back for Pachim Ketanim, Zot Tepnei Yisosar. He says that Pachim Ketanim means he put into Klal Yisrael this Yisoid. That yes, the world is important. Partake of the world, use the world to create something greater. That Mesiras Nefesh that he put into Klal Yisrael, let the schus, the matter says, there's going to be Shemar HaMishka. That you can make something physical Kaddish. The moment of after everything is said and done, after you have everything, the Mishkan is done, everything is done, okay, you take the Shemen Mishkan, now it's Kaddish. Something physical, Shemen, can change something which seems to be just, it looks like wood, it looks like gold. No, it's not wood and gold anymore. Now it's a Mishkan. I can take a person and make him into a Kohen Gadol. It's Shemen HaMishkan. That Shemen has the properties, it's not a physical thing anymore. It creates ore. It creates something which is a light, which is something which is Dabar Ruchni. That we're Moshe Nefer to Beis HaMikdash. The Bach says that the Klai will stop, but they were Misrashim in Avoida. The Avoida said, like, what are you doing? You want to serve, physical things, service of God? Physical things are about you. You want to serve God? Okay, you come up and do it. But Klal Yisrael got that message. They're in Yisrashim and Avodah. Like, what's that? Basically, this is like strange. Kevin the Chashmurim said, we're Moshe Nefesh for Beis HaMikdash. We learned the lesson of Yaakov Avinu that Gashmi is a Hechatimsa. It's important. It has a value. It's a Hechatimsa for Ruchnius. It's a Hechatimsa for Nitzchius. I was in St. Louis for Shabbos. I spoke by Shoshidus over there. I said over Rabbi Ruchim. Rabbi Ruchim says that, the goal life is to be a lamdan. It's like a lamdan has to understand like the yisoid. So you know the maisa, vosh state is nish genug. For vosh, like, but why? What's the yisoid? I told you over maisa once with the reshiva. This mice, Shiva told us. I told her, Yechiel Spiro. He interviewed me for the biography of Shiva. He told me, I said, I can't put the story in. It's one of these stories you can't put in.
Okay.
So Shiva told us a story like this. So in Tells, there was a Galak there. There was a Galak there who had spent some time in Chicago. He had a parish in Chicago for a period of time. He learned English. He went back to Lithuania, so he had already learned English. He didn't want to lose his command of English. If you don't speak English, you forget it. So nobody tells Lithuania was really very, 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 very fluent in English, except for the few American Bachrim who learned in the yeshiva, spoke English. So lunchtime, the Bachrim used to go take walks. The Rishiva said, it was a big thing. The Rishiva used to push that the Bachrim should not just sit the whole day in the bed, that should go take walks, that should get some exercise. See, we'd talk learning, we'd go, we'd take a walk, enjoy the Bria a little bit. So I take a walk, and once in a while, the Galach, where he chopped, he knew which Bachrim were Americans, and he would like wait to meet them and chop a shmuz with them. So Rishiva developed some relationship with this Galach. So one time he borrows a science book from the Galach to read a little bit. So a little while later he's walking, or Gift is walking with his Rosh Hashiva, Rav Mitzvah Bloch, the Rosh Hashiva, Shem Yikum Domoy. And he's walking together, and he mentions to his yeshiva, he mentions to the Gra, he says, I borrowed this science book from the Galuch. So the Gra said, no, tell me something interesting you read in the book. Now, you imagine, this story doesn't fit, you can't say the story in the book, you know, in the biography. Okay. Your gifter was sitting and learning and tells, he didn't know anything else but learn for like 97 hours a day, because, you know, they can't read science books with talking to Galochim, you know, telling his Rashivas about it, who asked him what state in the Sefer. Like, you know, there's so many parts of the story which don't fit the standard Nusuf. So he told me, I can't use this story. Okay. So Rigifter mentioned something to the Grai about gravity. So the Grai said to him, he says, imagine Newton had said the first law of physics is that apples fall. 100% true. He observed the fact that apples always fall. He never said apples go up, apples always go down. First law of physics, apples fall. 100% true. He never would have made it into the history books. He understands why apples fall. For us, because there's gravity. Ah! That's a yesod already. That's not a piece of information. That's a yesod. You understand why apples fall. Because there's gravity. You can explain why planets move. So it says, so the Gra said to him, he says, tell us before a person learns Yeridayim. So for Baishma, let's say for argument's sake, there's 10,000 halachas in Yeridayim. This person learns 10,000 halachas. He knows them back, he knows them klor. It's like a grace of Lamdan, a grace of Pesach. He said, I'm Oris Gomer. Because there's 100,000 possible cases. So how can you pass him? But if you don't understand, it's for us. He can pass in a million cases. That's what the Gra said. Now, this is a sushat to the Mises, because Rashiba one time told us that he was learning in Ritzachonon by Rav Moshe Shalavetchik, which wasn't poshut. The Ritzachonon was a goyin adir. I mean, the Mamash was a goyin adir. They say he was a bigger goyin than the Brisker Rav. Okay, Briskers might get a little bit nervous about that, but that's what they say. Okay, good. So Rashiba said, so why did he leave Ritzachonon to go to learn in Tells? So he had an uncle who learned in Tells. The Grai was in America, raising money for the yeshiva, and the uncle said, "You should go and meet with the Grai, go learn there." So Giftus asked this question and says, "Uncle, like, well, I'm learning over here by Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. What's the gain? Why have to go to Europe for?" So he says, "Because Dovet and Lenin Bosch State, and Dorten Vet and Lenin Farvos State. Ich will wissen Farvos. So over here you learn by the Brisker, you learn Bosch State. Tells you they're big on Farvos. Says, so I wanted to know the Farvos. That's why I went." So this word, this story fits it very well into the story. Right? So the lamdas is for vos. Why? You're not lamdan unless you know why. So Ruchum said, Dini Momin is built on a Mitzvah Chavela Varaya. Why is the Mitzvah Chavela Varaya true? Like, what's the Yisoy? And Mitzvah Chavela Varaya is like a starkest sword. The more in Baba Kama, the more says Mitzvah Chavela Varaya, Kol Gadol. The more says, how do you know? The more brings a pasuk. The more says, Kral Emily Sorahu. Krager points out, you find in Shas, the boy same Kroy, boy same as Sorahu. Krager points out that phrase, Kral Emily Sorahu, is three times in Shas, and that's it. Means this Sorah is so compelling that it's a waste of time to mention a pasuk given. The more says, some which you know in Sorah, Tarkul Kassel Lakra. Right? Iboy Samir Kroy, Iboy Samir Swara. You're not a kasha. We need the positive for you. It's a swara. It's not a kasha. But this swara is so compelling that you don't even, it's a waste of time to say there's a positive. Kroy Lamali Swara. The more says it by Pesha Os and Pesha Hitta. The more says it by Mitzvah Labarai. The more says it in the Sechnas Nida in a case where I have no idea why it's Taka Zopash. Okay, but that's, right? So what's Taka the Swara? What's Taka the Yasoy? Since this possession is very valuable in the eyes of the Torah. Why? Because the person said, Olam chesed yibona. And if you don't own something, you can't do chesed. If you don't have bailus is pashut, it's a stempel of the concept of the Torah. Bailus is the yisoid gomer of the Torah. Why? Because that's a hechat himsa for chesed. The Torah is machshiv, the cheshivas of what it means, what nechosin. Akeikach, that the Goyin says, it's pashut, it's a chelik of the mensch. Ushlolom lavoyz. It's the destruction of Klai Yisrael is only complete when they destroy the nechosim of Klai Yisrael also, because it's a chelik of the mensch. Why? because it's a hechatimsa to create something greater. Bechesed. Rabbi Yerucham said, right, said, that's why communism has to fall, has to fail. Because they're taking away all bias. Without bias, you can't exist. Because you can't live in, there's no chesed. You take a saw. They undermine the whole musik of chesed. Communism had no musik of chesed. Everything was the state forcing you to work for the state. Nobody was trying to figure out how they can get for themselves. That's what Yaakov Avinu went back from Pachim Ketanim. Pachim Ketanim are not just on Pachim Ketanim. They're Hechatimsa, but something way beyond. They're Pasha, the Echelech, the Tachos, the Briya. That's the schus that the Ben Yisosur, that the Pachim Ketanim created the Pach Shemen, Chanukah. And that's what Klaisel understood, what the Yavonim didn't understand. And because Klaisel understood that, they overcame the Yavonim. They were able to build the Beis HaMikdash where Ruchni is, where Gashmi is, can be exchanged into the, be the vehicle and the medium for Ruchnius.